This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Patrick Sango. I'm from Dundee. Course I'm on plumbing level 1 and 2.
Okay. Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Patrick Sango, who has come all the way from Dundee, Scotland, to do his practical training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Patrick, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Patrick, just before we start the interview, I would like to find out more about your career up to date.
I've been in the security industry for the past, I would say, 7-8 years now. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about changing careers to something in a form of apprenticeship. At first, I wanted to go into joinery or building, and a friend told me I should rather try plumbing. So I decided to go on plumbing. That was about 2 years and a few months now.
Well, having worked in the security industry, was there anything else which inspired you to enter the plumbing industry and the trades?
Actually, yes, because I'm quite handy in so many things, so many fields. But the main reason why I entered into plumbing, I found it to be like a job that I would love to do. And secondly, it's quite a good pay job that I decided I have to try it. And for me, I think establishing a business in that field will be quite easier comparing to other businesses, you know, because in the plumbing sector, from my point of view, I don't think you need a huge amount of money to start a plumbing business. So I decided this is a good place to start from.
Well, those are perfectly valid objectives for pursuing that career in the plumbing industry. And thank you very much for sharing that with us. So you fancy changing career, you phoned about Train for Trade Skills, and you came down to do your practical training with ATL. How are you finding it?
Yeah, coming to the center for the practicals is the best part of the course so far at the moment. The reading aspects, that's the books and stuff that were sent to us, were good.
And in that way, I would like to ask you, how did you manage to combine your studying commitments from home with your everyday life? And was it easy for you to do that?
Yeah, it wasn't that easy, but I still found it was still okay. Because in the industry that I'm working at the moment as a security guard, normally when you go on site, and it's especially when you work in night shifts, it's always like nothing to do. You have to keep yourself awake and just make sure everything, keep on doing your patrols and stuff. So it's like during the time of sitting, doing nothing, keep on reading. Like instead of reading storybooks or watching something off the internet or something, I'd rather read my books, which was the easier way of me joining them.
And you didn't really have any difficulties combining those studying commitments with your job?
Not at all. I've got kids and stuff in the house, but when I finish work, I don't go home and study because my work gives me the chance to study. There are other guys that don't get a chance to study at work, you know what I mean? But my job allows me, on the security sector, you have a lot of time to yourself to study. So it was good for me.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.